not entertain!
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're listening to the French Press Podcast, where we discuss events from our lives. Welcome to the French Press Podcast. This is episode 235.
And it's Tuesday, May 22nd, 2018.
Thank you for joining us today. Today on the podcast, we're going to discuss names. And what's more important, the meaning or the sound? We're going to talk about a thought.
A thought?
Yeah. I don't want to give too. I don't want to give more than that away.
A thought.
We're going to talk about how Mr. Dave is going to be here next week, and he's not here today.
Yeah, why is that, Ruben?
I'll get to it. That goes along with the thought.
The thought.
We're going to talk a little bit about the royal wedding, and we talked last week about how we're going to try to have more topics.
Yeah.
And today's topic is names. What's more important, the meaning or the sound? Next week we're going to have another topic for you. We're going to talk about emojis and what emoji is missing. What emoji do you go look for that doesn't exist that you would use? Anyway, to get started, though.
Well, you also missed. Oh, okay. Yeah, to get started, though.
Yeah. Thank you, Layton. Yep. To get started with, you came in the doorway carrying two heavy items.
It's true.
What were they?
They are both containers that are filled. One of them is filled with goodness. The other Is filledness with badness. Filledness with badness.
No, let's rephrase that. It is filled with
mediocrity.
Dirt.
Dirt.
It's filled with brewed dirt.
All right, we're talking about coffee. The one is Main Street Coffee brewed at Main Street. Mm. And the other is also Main Street Coffee brewed at the PWI coffee maker, which is soon to be retired.
Thank goodness.
Now, I don't think it's as bad as what you guys are making it out to be. When you get it fresh.
No, I disagree.
This is fresh coffee.
We're going to be able to, right now,
it was taken right off the burner.
Because today I got a fresh cup of coffee, and it was pretty, it wasn't like brewed right then, but it was pretty fresh within the past half an hour, within a half an hour of when I poured it. And it was so bad that I had to not only add three creamers, but five, to even make it an acceptable flavor to where I could drink it.
Well, because I was drink the creamers.
We've been talking.
I was that desperate
shots
for coffee. I was that desperate for coffee.
Let's take a sip.
Let's dive in.
We're gonna blind test it.
Blind test.
Yeah.
Should I fill it up? No, you'll be able to.
No,
hear the pump.
No. It's fine. We know already which one it is. I don't think we have to blind test it.
You don't think so?
I think it's that big of a difference.
All right, fine. I will give up.
I want this to be legit. Should we all pass around the cup and we shall sup?
Okay, here. I'm fine. Here. I would rather do a blind test.
I would too.
So let Layton, but how will you know which
I
one
can't.
Is which? You could fill up two mugs that are identical and then we just mix them around. We could do like we'd be doing in ordination. We can switch the books around and then
you walk out and I'll come in and switch the books around.
Then Jeff will do it and then by the end we won't know which one's which. Except hopefully one's bad enough that we can tell.
Okay.
I'll
just fill up one or the other. I'm going to take both of them out.
Okay.
Take two cups out. Or are you just going to... Yeah, do that.
All right, while Layton is doing that...
Somebody washed our coffee cup experiment. We had this experiment of coffee. A mug of coffee that was sitting around for so long that the coffee was gone, pretty much. I mean, down to almost nothing, because it evaporated away. But there was a nice crust of mold that had formed on the coffee at its original level, and so it was kind of suspended above the actual coffee underneath.
And I would not have thought that would be possible. I would have thought that coffee sitting out in just a room somewhere would not mold over.
Yeah, it does. But it does badly.
I have seen it done other times. So
it's pretty nasty.
There was no creamer in this either. This was just
coffee.
No,
it's just straight up coffee. I think the nutrients of the grinds is what does it.
Organic coffee.
It was French press. French press coffee. It's got a little bit of dirt in there. Random fact of the day.
Yeah.
So I found out that Starbucks is using coffee beans, or like the actual coffee husks, as a flavor additive for actual coffee drinks. And right, so nice. they're taking the coffee fruit husks and making some kind of a sprinkle or sugar to put on top of their coffee drinks. And coffee, people that grow coffee are making way more money off of the husks than they are off of the actual coffee. They say an average coffee grower gets about $1.50 a pound for coffee, but they're getting $7 a pound for the coffee husks, which is pretty impressive.
Wow. All right, we've got two cups here. One is an Irish sports talk mug, and the other one is a 50th anniversary for someone.
Omer and Clara.
Omer and Clara.
All right, I'm smelling the Irish sports talk cup. I'm going to go taste it. This tastes familiar to me. Now I'm supping from the 50th anniversary.
Oh my.
There's a difference, but it's not nearly as much of a difference as I would have thought.
The Irish Sports Talk mug is definitely the bad.
It's strong. It's super, super strong. The Irish Sports Talk one.
Oh, it tastes so bad.
It tastes so bad.
Ruben, how can you not tell?
It's like unacceptably bad.
I mean, it does definitely taste a little sour.
No, but there's nothing pleasant about it. Yeah, the only thing that is like, oh, this tastes like something that's supposed to resemble coffee, but it's not pleasant. There's nothing about
this. Some people enjoy, now, personally, I don't, but some people enjoy really sour, strong coffee.
I enjoy strong coffee. I really do. But that is
gross.
It's not just strong. It's like burnt. I'm pretty sure that
the grinds, I did not let the coffee sit on top of the burner.
Okay.
At all.
And I'm pretty sure the grinds start on fire as the
absolutely. Water I saw is pouring through coming it. Out.
One thing that is interesting, it does. Was this mug clean when you poured coffee into it, or did it have a little bit of a?
No, it was clean.
It was clean.
Because there, with the 50th anniversary, the non PWI brewed coffee, the coffee the that's at Main Street, it does have a little bit of a film on it.
Like as if it's that is thick and kind of stays on the side.
Yeah, or that no more than that. The grinds were too fine for the coffee maker, and it sifted through the filter.
I don't know. I'll taste this.
Yes,
this.
I mean clearly there is a difference, and the PWI it's sour. Blah, blah, blah.
It's so gross.
You can just smell that it's bad. It doesn't even smell pleasant in any way. Like coffee. Smells pleasant when you grind the beans, when you open the bag, when you brew it. It smells great, but that
is
abomination.
Abomination. This cup of coffee is so gross. It should be poured out and henceforth never drank again. Seriously.
Okay.
That's my best Obama impersonation.
You've done better.
Thanks.
You should do it in Christopher Walken because that would sound better.
No, I can't. Oh, all that stuff is so bad. Yeah. Oh.
The more why I do taste you torture it, yourself? The more I taste it, the worse it gets.
The only reason that I drink it.
Time, you will be appalled at how bad it is.
And the smell it just gets you. All right, I can't wait for the new coffee maker.
Yep.
Watch it
be worse. It's like twice as hot.
Well, that coffee maker at work has been in service for at least 10 years.
How many times has it been cleaned?
And probably in the entire time I've been employed there, probably been cleaned 4 or 5 times.
That's once a year.
But the problem is not the cleanliness of it. The problem is the temperature of the water, I'm pretty sure.
It's made to and brew at a high rate as well.
Yeah, it doesn't percolate at all.
It just goes straight through this.
Whoosh. All right, let's move on. We've beaten this dead horse.
The dead horse has been beaten. Let us lay it to rest. Coffee. Rest in peace, PWI coffee.
You
maker.
Should come with
next.
That. I want to throw it out the window anyways.
You want to throw it out the window?
Out the second story window at work once it's time to get rid of it.
Next week. Mr. Dave is going to join us on the podcast.
For real?
For real.
Like?
For real.
Actually?
For real?
Yes.
Okay.
And with another weird story, is he going to
resume his weird stories from history? In fact, we had some feedback last week, or it was after we recorded, that said, hey, school's out, Mr. Davis should be back on. It was from Ken Miller, and you're right, and he will be back on.
Thanks, Ken.
But before that, I do have a little... Oh, I do have a little something to share with you guys.
Ooh.
If this tune is not familiar, it should be.
What, Ruben? Did you break up?
If you're not exhausted by the thought of living the rest of your life honoring someone else above yourself, stick around. We'll get there. The reason that Mr. Dave is absent today is because he is no longer a completely soul wanderer. He has someone else that he needs to check with and be accountable to. And he forgot to check his calendar with his wife's calendar. And she was also going to be gone tonight.
Oh, you're talking about his wife. I thought you were talking about, like, his accountability partner. I was like, you are talking about being way more committed to your accountability partner than what I am.
So the married thought is that you need to double check. You need to sync up your calendar with her calendar and make sure there's no conflicts.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, the one day while I was at work, suddenly I got a whole bunch of notifications on my phone, and it turns out that my wife went in and added all of the wedding events for this summer/fall, and it's just suddenly my calendar is full, and it's not from any of my doing.
Out of no fault of your own.
Out of no fault of my own, my calendar is full.
There are a lot of weddings this summer. There just are.
There are.
Hopefully we'll have some more married talks to come on the French Press podcast.
I'm sure there will be.
I'm sure there will be as well. Mm-hmm. Layton, you said you might have a garden update for us. Last week you tackled a tiller.
You almost got your leg chopped off.
I think several times.
Yeah, several times. More than the toe. But I had steel toe shoes on, so I was safe.
You were
safety first, kids. Mm-hmm. The garden is still intact, believe it or not. And even more impressive is that we actually have greens growing.
Greens?
Some of them up to maybe 1 inch tall.
Hmm. It almost seems like a miracle every time. The moment, because you're not sure if it's going to grow or not.
Yeah.
Although it has done it for several thousand years, so you expect it to. But still, you put something in the ground, and a few days later, something different comes out of the earth.
It actually seems like alien, almost. Mm-hmm. The thing is, it's something that is so basic, so rugged. For instance, the other day, you and me and Ruben were all hanging out over at your house, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided as a group that we are going to try to start a fire by hand. Now, we did not pull it off whatsoever.
It was very unpulled off.
It was very much a fail.
I don't know how close we were. If I'd have to guess, I would say we were probably about 5% of the way there.
Yeah.
No, I'd say we were 60% because we had smoke.
Oh, only after we used the drill.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No,
right.
We had. Well, unless that was dust
it
coming out of the
dust.
Hole,
it was not high enough to produce.
I think the next time.
And also, you know that whole thing about where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah,
we proved that wrong
because we had a little bit of smoke and there was no fire. No.
So if you didn't see, I guess I was the only one who posted it.
Oh, I don't probably. Know.
I posted it on my story. On Snapchat and WhatsApp.
No one uses that. That's a graveyard, Jeff.
WhatsApp or Snapchat?
Well, both, but I meant Snapchat.
Well, no, WhatsApp is even more dead. Although it has way more users.
No.
It does have way more users.
It has a ton of users.
It does.
Didn't Facebook buy WhatsApp?
No. I'm pretty sure not.
Okay.
No, you might be right.
I
don't know.
I actually am right, but
WhatsApp isn't connected with Facebook in any way that I know.
Correct.
Of. Correct. They may have bought it. Yeah. They may have bought
in 20, it. Yes, it is owned by Facebook.
Okay.
Anyway,
I think next time the goal would be to bring a bow That coffee.
That coffee keeps every time
we have good coffee.
I know. Give me that cup.
No, don't use my cup.
That's Omer and Claire's cup. They're relatives of mine, not yours. It says their name on it.
Actually, I don't know who it is. For clarity, we tried starting a fire the Indian way of rubbing sticks together or whatever, and it didn't work. And so we ended up trying to use a cordless drill to achieve the same effect, and it halfway worked.
I want
to
try it again with the cordless drill, because doing it by hand, all by hand, is a fool's errand.
I think, this is what I think you need to do. You need to find a straight stick, okay? And then you get a bow, like a thick string, like a kite string, whatever, mm-hmm. and a branch, and make a bow out of that, okay? And then you loop the string around the straight stick in such a way that when you push the bow, when you move the stick back and forth along the string, it spins it. Mm-hmm. And then you have to take a flat piece of wood on top and apply pressure downward and set the stick vertically, and then you move the bow back and forth rapidly.
It has to be a really tense bow, doesn't it?
Yeah, it needs to be pretty tense.
It's just like a really...
But then you need to move it back and forth string. Really rapidly, and that'll spin the stick way faster than the drill would even.
No, not faster than the drill.
I don't know. No. Maybe not. It wasn't that fast of a drill.
Okay, but...
Definitely not as fast as some drills, but that wasn't that fast of a drill.
That may have been a slow drill, but...
Still.
But I think you could spin it really fast. If you move the
bow...
If you move the bow back and forth really fast, I think you could spin it.
If you have a big bow, you can get some speed.
And then you can also get down force on it. A decent amount of down pressure on it. And, yeah. And also not using green wood. The twig was green, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Well, it was fresh from a tree.
So. I am going to attempt this by myself, like, at some point. Because I want... And without a drill.
Don't do it in your garage, because there's so much sawdust. I mean, if you would happen to actually succeed, I mean, in this thing, because this is difficult. But if you would happen to make a spark, I mean, it could light up.
Oh, for sure. But I would use my plane shavings.
Yeah.
For the kindling.
Those would catch fire
perfectly. Anyways... Garden update.
Yeah, that's where we were.
Stuff is going green. We are going green. And it seems insane. Okay, now I remember where I was going with that. I brought up, I was saying about how, you know, something so basic and primitive, like growing something from the dirt, it almost seems insane that it still works. Because when you try something as... old and as basic as trying to start a fire by hand, it totally doesn't.
It fails.
It totally fails miserably. And you think it's so primitive that, and I'm so modern that this probably won't work. But somehow,
alas, this does.
Garden, you would think that, like, well, our dirt is probably so soiled.
Diluted with.
No, our dirt is just. So, like, city, yeah, diluted, polluted, just so full of things that aren't good at cultivating life.
Yeah. It's probably questioning, am I topsoil? Am I not topsoil? Am I clay?
Am I midsoil?
Am I crust?
Am I bottom soil? Am I bedrock? You know? What am I? But somehow it still manages... this old, primitive, basic concept that...
of farming.
Farming. That a seed could grow in dirt still works even in a city like Napanee. Embrace the pace.
Embrace.
We'll see how much luck we have in Elkhart, because tomorrow we're going to be also helping start a garden.
Ooh.
Oh, okay, but it's not at your house. I was going to say...
Is it near your house?
You already have, like, no yard. Where would you put a garden?
Is it the plot near your house?
Yeah.
Just down the street?
Yep.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
Okay, just be careful when you till.
I don't like picking weeds. I don't like... It's already tilled. I think it's mostly... Okay. I'm not even sure what all we're going to do. We're just going to be helping a little bit.
Is it like a community
little bit, like an
project,
hour,
or is it...
bolt out of there?
Yeah.
Is it like a neighborhood community project or
Yes. Yeah, okay. It's a neighborhood...
A community garden.
Yep, community garden. Mm-hmm.
Are you going to keep track of, like, your plants?
No.
The things that you plant? Why?
I don't even know.
How do you keep track of progress, then?
I think the goal of a community garden is just to like have. I mean, everybody helps out kind of with it, and everybody can get whatever they want, kind of deal.
Can everybody plant what they want? What if you have like two tomatoes and then two stalks of corn? I think the planting
is taken care of.
It's like pre-assigned.
What are you helping with? Weeding?
I'm not even sure. I just know that I was asked to help.
And you just blindly said yes. Let me tell you what happens when you do that, Ruben. Let me tell you what happens.
Because okay. I'm paranoid about agreeing to do things.
You should be. Okay. I love my wife. I love my wife so much that I gave her a garden. And you know what? I've gotten an experience that I've never experienced before. And that is tilling. And that was great. But let me tell you what happens a little bit later. A little bit later. Say a weekend comes up that she has to be gone, and guess who has to attend to the garden?
You.
Me. And I'm okay with attending to the garden. I didn't have to pull weeds, all right? Mm-hmm. I didn't have to do any hoeing. There was very little labor-intensive work, but except for...
Was this just this last weekend?
Yes.
All right, continue
okay,
on.
Okay, I'm going to continue.
Then I want to clarify something.
That it was imperative that a rabbit fence be put up. Otherwise, all of my tilling, all of my wife's row planting would have been in vain.
Would have been in vain.
In vain. I didn't want that to happen, so I put up a rabbit fence while it was raining.
Mm.
I was drenched to the core. In fact, I'm a little bit sick right now, and I should have told you guys that before we started sharing these community cups, especially the bad stuff, because let me tell you, that PWI nasty coffee amplifies bacteria.
It makes
whatever sickness you'll get.
No, I think it kills it. It's so strong.
It's potent.
Acid. It just fries any kind of germ that could possibly be passed on.
It's the Coca-Cola of coffee. Anyways, that's the kind of stuff that happens. You get drenched. You get tired.
Well,
when you blindly commit to a garden, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. But I don't think Ruben Hostetler is okay with that.
That's a fair point. And what I was going to break in and butt in was, how can there be any kind of tidying up or taking care of the garden? You just planted it a few days before Carrie left. But I understand what you mean. You weren't weeding because there were no weeds yet.
Well, there's actually there's some stray sods, some stray blades of grass.
But I understand you had to put up a rabbit fence. So
especially now that we're actually sprouting greens. We weren't even planning on that. That's why we didn't buy the rabbit fence, because we didn't actually think we'd be this successful.
You weren't planning that you would actually grow anything.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to go over there tonight, so I can't wait to see it.
I can't either.
And you're right. You need to be careful what you commit to.
Yep.
Because overcommitting is the worst.
Overcommitting is the worst.
Jeff, you would know.
I do commit to a lot of things.
Do you have anything going this weekend?
Anyway, yeah, I do, actually. Well,
what did you have going last weekend?
Last weekend?
Yeah.
As in regards to...
Just, did you have a commitment that you had to make?
Surprisingly, no.
Yes, you did.
Sunday,
you had to sing in your choir.
Yeah, that was right.
Yeah, okay. Sunday. So don't...
Speaking of what we did last weekend...
Yeah.
I, being a cook kind of person, I decided to take it upon myself to make bread.
A cook kind
and
of
I actually was successful.
You were.
It was good.
Your bread was good.
You sliced it plenty thick.
You did.
But it was good. It was good.
It was slightly oddly shaped.
It was a little oddly shaped. I put it in, like, I think the problem was I used the fast yeast instead of the normal yeast. And so it rose way quicker than I thought it would. And I put it in the pan and stuck it in the oven too late. And it already, like, had risen to the amount that it should have risen in the oven. By the time I stuck it in. Goodness. And so as in the oven, it rose even more and kind of went a little bit lopsided. Also, I found out later that apparently I almost burned the house down because I put butter on top of it before I put it in the oven. And that was not a good idea.
Oh, okay.
Because it dripped down and like started on fire.
Duly noted.
Ooh.
And I was gone while it was cooking. But fortunately, Mom was there. So
good.
I wish you would have told us about this when we were there.
I know. But yeah, your bread was excellent, especially for your first time.
Mm-hmm.
You pretty much nailed it. Your Amish peanut butter was...
It was good.
Well, I thought it was good.
It had things to be desired.
It was just weird.
Yeah.
It wasn't perfect, but it was still good.
So I know the basic recipe for that
is... It's like bacon, except sweet.
It's three ingredients, But I just didn't get the ratios right.
But Jeff, or you said, okay, you we're talking about overcommitting.
Yeah.
Do you have anything going this weekend?
I do.
What really? Is it?
I am going to sing at a wedding out in Pennsylvania.
Oh, my.
Well, at least it's not on a holiday weekend.
Oh.
At least wait. It's only at least it's in the area. Oh, yeah, it's not that either.
Ruben, are you going?
No.
I wasn't invited.
No, the singing, I'm pretty sure I will enjoy it, but I just feel like it was a lot for me to commit to at this point, knowing the songs that there's 6 or 7 songs, and they're like pretty complicated, pretty difficult songs.
At least you'll be a better singer afterwards.
Yeah.
You'll have gained knowledge.
I'll enjoy it when I'm doing it, like I'm feeling a little bit overwhelmed, or I have felt a little bit overwhelmed by it to date.
All right. Names, huh? What do you think is more important? Names, the meaning of a name, and I think to do this properly, we should share
the meaning of our names.
The meaning of our names, or maybe the reason we were called who we are, what we are called.
What if we don't know?
Well, you can just say that.
You don't know what Jeff means?
No, I know what Jeff means, but I don't know why I'm named Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I'm in the same boat as you.
I have to guess why I was named Reuben, but Reuben means the firstborn, and clearly Reuben was the firstborn of the Israelites. He was the oldest son.
Oh,
and I'm the oldest of my family as well.
Reuben, like in the story of Joseph, Reuben was also the one who didn't take charge and let the rest of his brothers throw their youngest brother into a pit. And then, don't worry, they didn't leave him in there. They sold him then as a slave.
Yeah, but he wasn't privy to that.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, he probably could have done a better job of taking more initiative, stepping in, stopping the evil of his younger brothers, which, I mean, it feels like that's just the story of my life, the evil of my younger siblings trying to step in.
Oh, my.
And failing.
So, Jeff, what does Jeff mean?
It means traveler of peace, I'm pretty sure. And why my name is Jeff, I don't know. I'm not sure. Yeah.
What website can we go to look up
names? You just Google it.
Not the website I'm on. It's called The Meaning or Behind the Name. It's an awful looking website.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Behind the Name.
Just whatever you do. If you want to find an actual definition of a name, don't go to Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, that's not a good idea. So, Layton, what about you? What does Layton mean?
Okay, well, hold on. Okay, well, I originally, somewhere I heard that Layton means son of a wheat farmer.
Son of a wheat farmer. That sounds more like a swear word.
But according to this Behind the Name website, it means, it says, from a surname which was originally derived from a place name meaning settlement with a leek garden.
A leek garden.
I don't know what leek means.
Here it says, in English, the meaning of the name Layton is herb garden.
Well, at least you have a garden now.
I guess.
Yeah, apparently.
You could call me Mr. Green Thumb.
So, meadow settlement?
Yeah, it's just like wheat garden, something with fields and farming. I don't know. And it's actually kind of true because, no, my dad is not a wheat farmer, but guess what? When he was Amish growing up, he did farm wheat.
Oh.
So it's still kind of true. Now, I won't be able to, legally, I can't call my son if I would ever have one. I couldn't call him Layton because I never farmed wheat. I guess I could tell my wife that we need to plant some wheat.
You could plant, yeah.
You could plant some in like a little pot in your windowsill.
All right, so, but back to the original question. Would you go more towards the meaning of a name when you're naming your children Or did you go more towards the sound of the name?
I wouldn't do either, actually. I honestly think that names have at least a little bit of a stereotype with them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so like...
But only in your mind, Jeff.
Well, except that in some
only
cases...
Only under your construct.
In some that cases, people with the same name are... You can usually think of two people with the same name that are similar kind of people. Like, they have a similar personality. Or a similar outlook on life. I don't know.
Yes.
I think...
You're right, but I... Like, with your name specifically, I can think of another Jeff that is nothing like you. Like...
But I can
dare
think of,
I say polar opposite.
But I can think of two Jeffs that I know of that are very similar.
Okay.
What about another Layton?
The other lady that I think of is opposite of me.
I don't know. It's
tall,
it doesn't
masculine.
Hold true for all names. It doesn't hold true for all names. However,
I know what you mean about names having a little bit of a. You think of a person with that name, but it's specific to you.
I would say this. I would choose a name based on what I think of other people that have that name.
Okay.
And I don't want to name my kid something that reminds me of this person that I don't really like.
I agree.
Yes, I agree with
you.
I agree with that.
Although, and in the same aspect, I would want to name my kids something after somebody that I thought was really cool.
Correct.
That I've met before.
All right. So I would come down to it on a little more on the meaning. Or, and I think that goes in line with what you're saying too, Jeff, as far as who do you think of with this name? Who do you know with this name? Mm-hmm. So I would lean more towards that, but I also wouldn't pick a name that I don't think sounds nice, a name that leaves a bad taste in your mouth. But I think that often comes down to knowing people with that same name. So you had asked a question before we started recording, Jeff, about
yeah, so
names.
So...
Or
here's
or, well,
a
I guess
question.
Before we get there, Layton, you didn't really give your
yeah, you didn't really
your
give
answer.
Answer.
My answer is, I agree with Jeff in that yeah, you're. I wouldn't want to name any of my kids a name that would remind me of someone that I don't like. At the same time, because I am a unique butterfly, I am a person that likes to think of himself as a snowflake. And that's not always a good thing. I'm not saying that that's how you should think of yourself, but I usually try to do the thing that other people aren't doing.
Going against the grain.
Speaking
except
of
except when woodworking.
No, exactly. But also, since you bring up woodworking, I see everyone using power tools in their woodworking, and I decided not only because it's cheaper up front, but also because it is more unique to actually just use hand tools mm-hmm. in your woodworking. Mm-hmm. That is rare to see. And so, once again, I try not to use power tools. I try to use hand tools, hand saws. I just think that it just adds more character. Anyway, so with that, I would think that I would try to use unique names that I don't know a lot of. Like, I would never... I don't have anything against people named John. But there are so many Johns. Can we please stop? No. It's just... I probably wouldn't name any of my sons John. 10 years from now. This is my son, John. So I would try to pick unique names. I wouldn't necessarily go by meaning, per se.
Mm-hmm.
But unique names and definitely names of people that – not names of people that I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Ruben, where are you at?
Well, I already said like when you were looking something up on your phone.
Okay, I was going to say.
I would lean more towards the meaning of a name.
Oh, really?
But definitely into consideration how it sounds. And I do like what you said as far as a more unique name
mm-hmm. yeah.
than the most popular
name. But what if
name?
You would find out that like the meaning of – Grunhilde was meant the perfect child or one who is promised fame and fortune.
The name, that is an ugly name. So right. I would not choose that
but
name.
But the meaning is perfect.
The meaning is perfect. But like, that's why I said leaning towards.
Oh, so you're not leaning towards Grunthilda.
No.
Okay.
Anyway, Jeff.
Well,
what was the question you asked?
So I was hanging out with Louisa last week and her family, and the question came up. So should you pick your child's name and like be absolutely set with that before the baby is born? Or is it better to wait until after the baby's born and choose the name or decide if the name that you have chosen already is appropriate?
Because you do have, how much time do you have after the baby is born to sign the birth certificate and pick out a name?
I don't know.
For some reason, I want to say 30 days.
I'm thinking it's more than just an hour. It's yeah, not like yeah. You don't have to have it ready right then.
You have to have the pen in hand as soon as the umbilical cord is snipped. That is the rule.
I was always planning and definitely plan to have a name picked out before mm-hmm. the child is born.
Well, I think everybody has ideas for sure, like before the child is born. But like, yeah, I don't know.
Do some people think that you should definitely not be set on it? You should leave it kind of open until the child is born and let...
It's different. Different people are different, I'm sure.
Okay. Yeah.
There's people that haven't named their child right when it was born and have waited for a few days afterwards.
Google comes through again. I looked up how much time do you have to name your baby after it is born, and they have a definitive answer. When your baby is born, you must register his birth.
What if you have a girl?
I don't know. You should it's birth, so that it can remain gender neutral if it wishes. Anyways, let's not go into politics. When your baby is born, you must register his birth within 60 days. So you do have a few weeks after the birth to choose your baby's name.
A few weeks.
If 9 months hasn't been enough time.
No, so, I don't know. I just have in my mind, I have this opinion that so I have this name. Yeah, we have this name picked out for a baby, and then it's born, and you just have the baby, and you're like, this is not the right name. I can see that happening.
I could too. If you're going to name your son like Hercules, and then it comes, then out, it comes like out like 10 weeks early, and it's like the tiniest little thing, like the little runt, and it's just like, oh my, you are not a Hercules. What would you call him then? Hermes?
Hermes.
I don't know, but I see what you guys are saying, and I would agree too. If you don't like it when your child is born, but you don't think it sticks, then yeah, change it.
90% chance of sticking with the same name. But yeah, I would try to choose a name before.
You would try to choose. You guys would. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I think yeah, most people probably would. It was just an interesting question, I thought.
Another question: would you tell somebody if you had a name? Let's say you and your hypothetical spouse. Except for me, because I have a real spouse. But you guys, you're hypothetical spouses. Because, Ruben, you're not official yet. Jeff, you're on your way. If you and your hypothetical spouse would be pregnant, number one, how is that possible? Because there's no way that you guys have wombs. Okay, only your spouse should have womb.
And number two.
That's true. But let's say your spouse was with child. And I forgot what the question was. I got it. And you chose out the boy and girl name depending on what it could be, because there are only two genders in the real world. Mm-hmm. Yes. There's only two genders. Would you dare to tell somebody the name before they were born?
No.
Never?
Some people do.
Because it's too likely that someone will hear about it and maybe unintentionally also think that, oh, that is a nice name.
No, and steal it? For their own baby or what?
Maybe unintentionally.
What if you clarify?
You're only going to have a boy or a girl. I mean, it's unlikely you're going to have twins. And it's unlikely. Anyway, so yeah, you might lose the girl name that you wanted to use or the boy name.
Why?
I've seen people announce.
No, I'm saying when you tell somebody like, so like, what are you gonna, if they ask like, what are you gonna name your baby? And then you like you tell them, but you say like, but you can't use it, and you can't tell anybody about it.
I wouldn't do that either.
You still wouldn't trust that person?
No, it's not. I just wouldn't. I just wouldn't tell them.
You feel like it takes away from the specialness?
No, I just wouldn't tell them.
Because?
You might change your mind. We might change our minds when the baby is born. And there might be a few names that we're thinking about.
Okay.
And so just to leave options open.
So like, let's say like we had Martha, and then you're like, there's like one girl that you told like the first name that you were thinking of, and like, you didn't go with Grinhilda? Can I use it? Can I use that name?
No, I'm just saying.
Can I have it?
I would be most worried that someone else would end up using the name.
Okay. Before you
not,
did.
Not even necessarily.
Before you did, or just like.
Yeah, because you might. Because you might. Even if they're not pregnant,
someone else might
just like
get pregnant very quickly and have like a 3-month early pregnancy.
No, but you might give birth. Like I said, you might have a boy and a girl name. Or maybe you have two boys and two girl names.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to use them all up on that first baby because it's not possible.
Okay.
Unless they have a really multiple middle names. And so, yeah, it's very likely that that name could be used up.
I agree-ish.
Oh, no, I know of people who have definitely like, oh, man, this is a really cool baby name, and I just don't want to tell anybody because I don't want anybody to use it because it's unique or whatever.
Right. But I am okay with somebody, quote, stealing the name of my unborn child as long as I don't know them. You know what I mean? If they're so far removed from me,
yeah,
there's no chance that I would ever run into their child.
Well, the likelihood of that actually happening is really high because, I mean, the chances that there's another baby with the same name as yours is pretty high.
Unless I like use something that's like so outrageous.
All right, let's
Boxy
move on.
Boxers.
If you guys have thoughts on baby names and anything we discussed, let us know your thoughts.
Yeah.
Next week, we're going to talk. Mr. Dave's going to be here next week with another weird story from history. And we're going to talk about an emoji that we think is missing that we'd like to use. Maybe you have one. If you have one that you wish there'd be an emoji for this or for that, write in, let us know. You can email us or send us a message on Facebook.
Where did they email us?
Mail at frenchpresspodcast.com.
Okay.
Does anybody ever email us?
Yep.
Oh. Cool.
Yep.
And guys, just a reminder, two reminders actually. If you feel like you're getting tired of Layton's voice at the beginning of each episode announcing the date, we still take recordings of the date, so you're welcome to do that at any time.
But you make me work so much harder, so I'm fine if you don't.
Please do, at least once or twice this summer.
We did get some really good feedback. I don't think I shared it on the podcast.
No.
Second announcement, before you get to the feedback,
okay.
Smash that Amazon link.
That's a good announcement. Jeff,
I'm going on a honeymoon, and I need some spending money.
I knew it.
We don't even have a new table yet.
You are draining the funds. I knew it. Ugh. Ruben.
What feedback do you have?
Feedback. So I decided
embezzlement
to ask a couple of the faithful listeners about our idea of maybe doing some kind of coffee subscription where we have a coffee of the month and they can sign up and we would ship it out and then they can enjoy the exact same coffee that we are enjoying. And I thought it sounded like a pretty decent idea. I wouldn't expect everyone to do it. Definitely not everyone. Maybe like 2%, maybe 1% or half of a percent. Anyways.
Yeah, definitely less than 3%.
Definitely less. And I thought, you know, but some people would enjoy it. But when I asked for feedback specifically about this, I was given some really good advice.
Mm-hmm.
And that was how often when and I'm talking to Ruben and Jeff, when you guys are listening to a podcast, are you guys stopping what you are doing just to listen to this podcast and just to sit down and sip a cup of coffee?
No, I'm in a rush. I'm either jumping in the shower, falling asleep, or driving.
Okay.
And always in a rush.
I'm usually just driving. or you are in a rush to get to sleep. Something.
Yes.
What, Jeff?
I'm usually mowing lawn or driving or something. To yeah. that effect.
I'm usually mowing lawn or woodworking
or working.
But I'm definitely not sitting down just to taste coffee. And so with that advice, I think it's safe to say that we should bury this idea and see if it grows into something.
Yeah, and you had told us this earlier. Let it earlier, germinate. And I think here's what we should do instead.
What should we do instead,
Jeff? Because I still love the idea of this. It's just not practical for right. anybody. But I think what we should do is have a monthly vote deciding
amongst ourselves
which coffee was our favorite from the past 4 weeks and recommending that our listeners buy that coffee on Amazon for the next month, then they can enjoy it too.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And if it's not available on Amazon, we can maybe provide a way where they can get it.
Tell or at the
very least, we can just tell you.
Yeah, we can tell you.
So Jeff, are you willing to stay on top of this every month?
The coffee thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of reminding us and making sure that we have picked out a coffee for every month. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we got one more week here in May.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I will say that I'm pretty sure that our favorite so far has been the Pete's Coffee. The one that I could never remember the name of, but that we really liked. But I got it for my birthday, and it's really good. I'm going to get more of it. It's called Pete's.
All right. Real quickly, we're getting close to wrapping this up. The royal wedding happened over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you guys didn't know about it. I definitely would not have known about it, except for Carmen, and I still didn't care about it. But what was your guys' thoughts on the royal wedding? Do you guys care, and why? If you do, why do you care?
I can proudly say I did not watch it. The only reason I did see a clip of it, but it wasn't of my own doing. Kyle sent it to me.
It was not of your
Kyle
volition.
Was watching it. He said it was so cool. And it made me lose even more faith in him. Even more.
I did not watch any videos of it. I did see news articles about it. And like I was just amazed at how insanely people picked that wedding apart, like, and how much pressure they had at that wedding.
Ugh.
To be absolutely perfect, because like everybody was just absolutely picking through the wedding with a fine tooth comb. They wondered why there was a seat empty in front of the queen, where it was actually next to whoever it was sitting there. And like people were like going nuts on the internet,
Covfefe.
We're going nuts, like freaking out about why is there an empty seat at this wedding. Why is there an empty seat?
Why was there?
Well, it turned out that it was so that the queen could see.
Oh.
And so there was just nobody sitting in front of her.
So why do you think people care so much? Because these are Brits and we're Americans. And yes, there was an American getting married, so right. I get that. But there's always so much
hubbub
around the royal family.
Yeah. I know. It's so annoying. And we
left that several hundred years ago.
Okay, I shouldn't say they don't matter, but guess what? They only matter as much as any other human being in this world. Okay?
I think the reason that it was so popular is because England was a major world power 200 years ago. And like most of the world was either owned by or had very close ties with them.
Okay. And along with that, we can actually track their ancestors back, right? Like this is the royal family from so long ago, and we don't even really know who George Washington's great grandchildren are, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that'd be interesting. It would be interesting, but I don't know who they are. I'm sure the people that are descendants of some of our founding fathers, they would probably know. But that's the only really significance I can think about is that this is cool. We can trace them back to several hundred years ago, and everyone at least knows what England is. I don't know. I still don't really care.
They are the royal family, as far as assets and everything goes, they are worth $500 million. And to me, and all they do is sit and like... They they are there to simply uphold a tradition that doesn't matter anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have any real power. They don't serve the country except as entertainment. It's like
a reality show.
Yeah. It's like as if we found a guy who was really fat, had a really, really big white beard, and we were like, oh my word, it is Santa Claus. And then every year we would like just fawn over him and think like, oh my goodness, Santa Claus is on TV and I see him in a sleigh, and we would like pay him $500 million to like be the Santa Claus of America.
Maybe someone can write an answer why they care so much. I already mentioned why. The only reason I can think of that it's interesting or significant.
Yeah. Do care to guess how many people watched the royal wedding live?
And you're talking about just all over TV, online? No,
just
online?
Americans.
Just Americans?
Just Americans.
Probably 10 million. That seems really, really high. I don't know.
All right. It's actually 30 million.
Ugh.
Wow.
How many millions of Americans are there?
That's actually a lot.
Too many. No,
isn't there like between 300-500 million?
There's at least 300 million
okay.
Americans. I want to say 350 million Americans.
1 in 10 Americans?
Yeah. But we don't know how many illegal Americans are because they're not a part of that census. Ugh. We could be up to 700 million. We don't know it. But also, I did look up how many people, how many Americans watched the Super Bowl. And one of the recent ones was 103 million.
Mm.
That's decent.
Yeah.
And so that makes me glad that
at least we care more about football.
Football than something.
Than a family.
I guess both of them, neither of them actually matter.
No.
But one is definitely working harder than the other.
And one is more American than the other one.
True. Oh.
All right, I don't have anything else.
I don't either.
Jeff?
Nope, I'm good.
All right, thank you guys for listening. Layton, before we wrap this up, what is the point?
The point is, Ruben, PWI, the PWI coffee maker still makes battery acid. All right, point number two, farming still works in the 21st century. Point number three, Grithilda is a great baby name that means a perfect child. Those are my 3 points. Oh, wait. Last but not least, the royal wedding doesn't matter. There. Okay.
And what's our word of the week?
The word of the week.
Please don't say royal wedding.
No, it's not. It's not going to be that. Oh, my. There's so many things that I could do. Oh, boy. I think I'm going to go with. Can I do coffee maker?